H.G. Wells once said, "I'm 65 years of age and I've never found peace." Queen Victoria said when her husband, Prince Albert, died, "I have no one left to call me Victoria." The psalmist once said, "I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop." The psalmist again said, "I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel." Ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands of people in America that are lonely today. There is the loneliness of solitude. I've been on the rock-strewn shores of Maine and felt the loneliness of the shore. I felt the loneliness of the prairie with only the cold moon above. I felt the loneliness of the mountains on a hunt. I felt the loneliness with a sentry standing duty in Korea. I felt the loneliness in other places. There are hundreds of you today that are lonely people. You're looking for a friend. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ can become that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Then there's the loneliness of society. The dingy tenement dweller in the big city who never receives a letter nor hand clasp of a friend. The wealthy society leader whose money has bought everything but love and happiness. The country girl seeking fame and fortune in the big city, disillusioned and disappointed. Jesus Christ can become a friend to all of these who put their trust in Him. And then there's the loneliness of suffering. Many of you today are suffering. I talked to a woman some time ago who had been an invalid for 5 years. She said, "I've spent many a day alone, but never a lonely day, because Jesus is right here in the hospital room with me." And then there's the loneliness of sorrow. Mary and Martha wept because of the death of Lazarus, but when Jesus changed the entire picture, and Jesus Christ brought brightness and joy and happiness to that home because He raised the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ can lift your burdens. He can solve your problems. He can wipe those tears away. He can be that friend that you so desperately need today. Your problem may be financial, it might be a health problem, it might be a personal problem, or it might be a sin problem. Jesus can forgive your sins and give you peace and joy and rest and inner serenity and happiness such as you've never known. Trust Him today, will you?